Hey, you've reached Bible Time, and this is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is strongholds. Have you ever had something really tough to deal with, and it's like it's holding you back? It's a stronghold in your life? Well, I've got a remedy for that. The remedy is in the Scriptures. Of course, it's always the Scriptures, but this is 2 Corinthians 10:5. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and he says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now let's think about that for a minute, because he is saying that if you take the knowledge of God and you use it as your benchmark, you hold everything in light of the knowledge of God. And if something comes in, a thought in your mind that's contrary to the knowledge of God, you're to take it, carry it to the obedience of Christ, and cast it out of your life. Cast it down out of your life. And Jesus did that all the time. The devil tempted him. He says, "Let me show you the kingdoms of the earth. They're all mine," which was a lie. And he said, "I'll give them all to you if you bow down and worship me." And he says, Jesus said, "It is written." He spoke the knowledge of God and cast down the imagination because it wasn't true. And he brought it into the obedience of the knowledge that he knows and the truth that he lives by. And that's what we're to do. We're to live by the knowledge of God. And therefore, of course, if you don't have the knowledge of God in you, you're supposed to hide that in your heart, that you'd sin not against God. Thy word, the Bible, the promises of over 3,000 promises in the Scriptures, you're to know them, you're to study and to show yourself approved, so you can stand and say, "Oh no, that's not true. I'm going to cast down that imagination." When somebody says to you, "It's okay to have sex before marriage," now wait a minute. Fornicators will not go to heaven. That's the knowledge of God. I don't want to be there. See? That's the way it works. Now, you cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. That's so, so important. Let's think about the strongholds that are really holding you back. Those strongholds that have bound you up, and you need to break them. Here's what you do. You look right at the stronghold in your mind and you say, "Okay, it's alcoholic beverages and I'm hooked on them, or drugs, or immoral sex, or whatever it may be." You look right at it and speak to it and call it by name. It says, "I cast you down in the name of Jesus. You'll not have any more authority over me. Christ is my Lord and Savior." And if he's not making your Lord and Savior, and you cast down that imagination, and every time the thought comes back in your mind, you go, "No, here is the knowledge of God. I'm not to be there. If the Bible says thou shalt not kill, then you're not supposed to kill. Not take a life needlessly. If you're in a war or something, it has to be, or you're defending yourself, well, of course that's okay. You have no choice but to defend yourself. But needless murder is crazy. Thou shalt not steal. I'm not supposed to steal." And so if something comes into your mind that says, "Hey, you know, you could take that, whether it be a pencil or a car," oh no, that's contrary to the word of God, and I must bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I must cast it down. That's what the Scripture says. So remember, in casting down imaginations and breaking strongholds, it takes the Word of God, and it takes your faith in that Word of God to stand on that promise and to live it. So there you go. God bless you, and have a great day.